Nikki in the morning.
I do miss getting up sometimes in the morning because you see a lot of weird stuff at this hour.
True.
Every day you can tell a story about the stuff you see, usually downtown at 4:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But today it's a suburb story.
Okay.
I stopped at Tim Hortons, and in a Tim Hortons in the South Shore, there's a payphone outside.
Wow.
That alone is
still exists.
Freakishly. But today, this morning, I saw someone using the payphone.
No
like,
way.
It freaked me out. And all these stories go through your head going, why is someone using
a drug dealer, obviously.
Yeah, that's your first guess.
Obviously. Wow.
And who would have change? I don't even know how much a phone call would cost these.
$3.
So the guy, and there's all of us in Tim Hortons. To me, if I really needed a phone that bad, my first thing would ask a stranger. Can I use your phone for a sec?
Right.
But he's using a payphone. It just freaked me out.
If a stranger asks to use your phone, would you let them?
If they're in an area where they know they're not going to run away with it.
Okay.
If I look faster than the guy, I will. Let's put it down. So no, not really, because there aren't a lot of guys that can outrun. I just saw a YouTube, Facebook video where these guys, they set it up obviously, but they went into a very expensive shoe store and made it look like his friend was going to try on the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy tries them on. And then he just bolts out of the mall, like bolts full speed. And the sales rep chases him, but he made it look like, no, I'm just testing him out. And then he stopped, turned around, and he went full speed back into the store. He
goes, really? Yeah.
There was no sound, but you could just see the reaction of the staff was like, go get him. He was like, no, I was just testing him out to see how I can sprint.
The obviously. Sales rep earned his commission on that sale.
Yeah. So how are you guys doing? Ready for a Friday?
Good. I wish I saw something strange on my way in. My favorite was a few months ago. I saw, we're like downtown in Plaza Bonaventure, right across from the Via Rail Center on De La Gauchetier, and there was a duck just at the front door, a duck waiting to get into the building. And I was like, oh, hello, where are your parents? What
Maybe
are you
he had
doing
to kill
here?
Some time waiting for his train.
Clearly, he did. I'm like, am I still asleep?
A duck. There's a duck in Central Park in New York that's getting a lot of fame. Do you know about that?
It's a beautiful duck. I've seen pictures of it.
Yeah.
Why is he famous?
Because he's not supposed to be in that area. It's I think it's called an Oriental duck. Okay. I think that's what it's actually called. And it's a beautiful, colorful duck. And it made its way in the Central Park. And people said, why is this duck here? It's only from a certain part of the world.
Oh,
they don't know how it made it to New York or if somebody lost it. And now it's settled as a home. And tourists are going and taking pictures.
Wow.
And it's got a Twitter account and everything.
Wow. Trump must be pissed. Is he deporting the duck?
Nobody's building a wall.
Yeah, building a wall
around
the
Central
duck.
Park so no more ducks can come in from other countries. I've always said choosing baby names, it's not easy, especially in Quebec. You have to think of how's it going to sound in French, and there's a lot of stress that goes on. You two, one day when you have children, not together, but when you start your own separate families, you're going to realize it's hard picking a name. But now some parents are just being crazy.
I've had my name picked out since I've been 4 years old. I've had my baby name picked out.
Really?
It just has to be a girl. That's the only thing.
Right. Really? Do you care to share?
No, I don't want to share it.
Is it weird?
No, it's not
weird. It's common?
It's kind of, it's Will Smith's wife's name. It's Jada. That's the name I've always, you got it out of me. There you go.
Jada.
But yeah, that's always been the name that I've wanted to name a
little
girl.
See, if you're in Quebec, you know what everyone's going to say.
Jada.
Jada. Jada? Bonjour, Jada.
Or with a silent J. Ada.
Ada. See, I might change my mind.
You have to think of these things.
I might go with something like Stormy now, since Kylie has named her daughter.
There was a woman in the States who has a 5-year-old daughter whose name is spelled, I'll spell it for you first, ABCDE.
Yes.
Okay, that's how you spell her name. She's 5 years old. It's pronounced Absidy.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Give me a break.
So which isn't so bad when you just hear the name Ab City.
Ab City? It sounds like Econo Fitness. It sounds like a gym.
But you're saying Ab City.
Come on down to Ab City.
But you're separating them. But Ab City, just like Ab City. Like, I get that it's different, but you wouldn't hear that name and be like, oh my God, why'd you name your daughter Ab City?
No, but if you had to read it, I mean, how is anyone supposed to decipher?
I get that.
Yeah. So anyways, her name is spelled ABCDE.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting on a plane and the gate agents sees it and sort of mocks it and makes fun of it and laughs at the girl's name.
Rude.
And ends up putting it actually on social media and mocking her even more. Well, the mother gets upset and she's suing the airline in the States for making fun of her kid's name. absentee.
As she should. Grow up. Seriously, adults.
Now, there is an update to this story. This is breaking news.
Well, the airline did release an apology. They said, "We extend our sincere apology to the family. We take great pride in extending our Southwest hospitality to all of our customers, which includes living by the golden rule and treating every individual with respect in person or online." And they said, you know, they can't disclose whether this person still has a job or not, but they're basically using this as an opportunity to reinforce their policies.
Okay, but if you name your daughter ABCDE or Absidy, you know you're going to be expecting trouble in the future. You have to.
Yeah, I think you would expect it might be in school and not with adults working at an airline.
Good point. Good point. And they came out with the top names. I'm not going to go through them, but there is proof that the names are getting quirkier out there.
Mm-hmm.
And while the classic names still make up the top picks, names inspired by popular video games like Fortnite...
Oh, what names?
Also, fruit, vegetables, and the Kardashians have all risen in popularity this year.
Names from Fortnite? Like, what kind of names are in Fortnite?
My son plays the game, but I don't know who's naming their kid after. It's just some kid. There's characters in Fortnite.
And they said food as well?
Food, fruit, vegetables, and the Kardashians. But here are the top 10 quirky names that became more popular this year.
Okay.
These are quirky. Do you want to start from the bottom, work our way up?
Yeah,
sure.
Go to number...
Number 10 was Saint.
See, that's Kim Kardashian and Kanye's son's name, and I actually think that's a cute name.
That's cute. Yeah.
Number 9 is Sage. Number 8, food. Maple.
Oh, it's kind of like old school. Like Mabel reminds me of.
Come on. Don't name your kid Maple.
Cain and Maple.
Because every time you introduce your kid, there's going to have to be the story and the explanation. Oh, Maple. Is it Mabel? No, it's Maple with a P.
And then the joke.
Maple syrup.
Yeah,
and then there's another lawsuit. Number 7 is Sky. Number 6, Clementine.
Clementine.
Top 10 quirky names of 2018.
Picture a little girl named Clementine, though. It's kind of cute.
Clemmy.
No, it's not.
It is cute.
It's cute for about 10 seconds. You have to live with this girl for the rest of your life.
And if she becomes a doctor, Dr. Clementine.
It gets worse. Kiwi. Kale different. At number 4.
Kale. Uh-huh.
Well, no, that's an old school like name, though. It's just spelled differently now. K-A-L-E. I went to school with like 5 C-A-E-Ls.
Right.
Kale.
Kayla? Or...
No, just Kale.
Just Kale.
A male named Kale, yeah.
Top 3 quirky names of 2018. We're into the top 3 now. Bunny at number 3.
Bunny. Oh, little baby bunny.
Number 2 is Ocean. And the most popular name, quirky name of 2018. So this means people have actually named their child Rainbow.
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 Yeah.
That's not even a name. It's not. It's not. Like, how do you explain that?
I guess they made it a name.
I guess.
At one point, all names probably sounded ridiculous. Like, at one point, Sam was, I don't know, is it in the Bible, though?
It is, yes.
Okay.
Really? The stuntman in the Bible?
No,
but,
definitely
like,
not.
Someone just thought of the name Nicole once, and yeah. I'm sure at first people were like, that's strange, but we just get used to them.
They're also predicting it's going to get worse next year. Somebody's actually saying some of the popular names will be named after shoe brands.
Oh.
They've already started. Fila, Puma, Chuck Taylor, and Van are all becoming very Van, because Van shoes.
Okay.
Man, we are really running out of names here.
What about Adidas?
Yes.
Not on the list.
Okay.
Not on the list. So I'm just saying, be careful when you're naming your kid. My son's name, for example, is Brett.
Yes.
We thought it was a perfect name. The nurse at the hospital goes, Brett, why would you name your kid Brett?
Oh.
She has to know it's Brett. And then everyone says, Brett. In Quebec, Brett, you named it Brett. And then it gets joked and they call him Pain.
See, there's just proof you have to name your kids whatever you want, right? Because no matter what, they're going to mess it up.
Should have gone with Clementine.
Yeah, we're going with Clementine. We're going with Clementine.
One amazing story from an amazing Montrealer.
But are they making the whole thing up?
Time for Vinny and Nikki's to tell the truth.
A complete stranger just walked into the studio, so as we always start, please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Patrick, and, I cooked for the Obamas.
You cooked for the Obamas?
Yeah, Obama. I don't know him personally, but I got a chance, to meet him, and, yeah.
Oh, you've met Obama.
I didn't meet him.
Okay.
But
he ate his food.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know that your food made it to Obama's mouth?
Well, I just graduated from culinary school. in Montreal. Okay, and I guess I was on top of the grade, and they gave me a call after I graduated and said, you know, because they were doing a thing for Prime Minister Trudeau, they were honoring him.
Was that when they came? They were both here in the city?
No, at the White House.
You went to the White House.
You went to the White House. Come on.
No, no, it's at the White House.
Come on. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. All right, we're talking to Patrick here on To Tell the Truth, and he claims he cooked for the Obamas at the White House. We're trying to figure out if he's lying or not. So tell me, exactly what did you prepare?
Well, I didn't get to cook the meal because they had their own executive chef. My thing was, they put me on the side. I made asparagus and wrapped in prosciutto, melted cheese on top. So that was what I had to do for him. But they made roast pork infused with maple syrup to make it Canadian.
So you traveled to the White House to wrap some asparagus
I thought I was going to do a little bit more. Yeah. Being, you know, it's for my prime minister, but whatever. You know, I'm doing whatever you tell me to do. So I'm just happy to be there. So, yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Yeah. Did you get paid?
No. I think it was for the experience.
Travel
so.
Expenses?
Yeah, that was covered.
That was covered?
That was covered.
Where did you sleep?
At the hotel.
Not at the White House.
No, that would have been nice, but they didn't have a guest room for me that day. So,
did you meet Mr. Trudeau?
Yeah, well, they both came into the kitchen. So it was an informal meeting. They saw all of us and they, you know, just popped their heads in. We said, hey, how you doing? So that was it. They didn't shake hands or anything, nothing formal.
If Donald Trump was president at the time, would have you spit in the food?
They don't teach them that in cooking school.
Okay. I still got to, hey, I'm Canadian. We're nice. So, you know, whoever it is in there, you know, so.
All right. It's To Tell the Truth on the Beat 92.5. Patrick claims he cooked for the Obamas. Sam, you got a question to see if he's lying or not?
Were there any odd food requests, like any allergies that they made you aware of?
No, not really. I mean, Miss Gregoire, she's vegetarian, so we made something specifically for her.
That's it?
It was like a
Justin's wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we made like a lentil soup for her, and what did she have? Vegetables, and I think with a sprinkle of, I can't remember what it was, but I didn't prepare it, but she had her own thing.
Oh, well, then it's obviously you're lying.
All right, fair enough.
All right, so if you're just tuning in, Patrick claims he cooked for the Obamas at the White House.
Most people are saying at 92925 that he's, it's pretty split. Like half of people are saying it's true and half of people are saying he's lying. Some, like one person said, I think he's probably a chef, but he's lying.
All right, let's bring him back. Here we go.
Okay, so Patrick, you say you cooked for the Obamas and then you cooked for Justin Trudeau. Now is the time that we take our guests to decide whether we think you're telling the truth or not.
Sure.
Pat, you're the guest here. You want to take a guess?
Well, just the way you described the cheese and the way it was melted on the asparagus, there was so much detail in there that I'm going to say he's telling the truth.
Okay.
I'm really, really torn, to be honest. Part of me thinks, yes, this is a very plausible story, but then another part of me thinks, who out of cooking school gets a random call, you know, to show up to the White House?
The president, you know what I'm saying?
Nikki, do you want to have a stab at this?
Okay, here, I'm horrible at this game. I've had it every single week. I've never been so bad at anything in my entire life. So my gut says you're telling the truth, which is why I'm going to say you're lying. I don't think you're telling. That's the only way I'm going
to
win.
Surely, because you have to go against your intuition.
Right, but that's all right. To each their own.
I think you're lying.
To each their own.
I'm going to go truth. I'm going to go truth. You seem like a genuine guy. And
okay. Patrick, it's time to reveal. Are you telling the truth or are you lying?
Yeah, I'm definitely lying.
You're lying. Yes. Finally.
Wow. I totally got looped into this fake story.
He had you in asparagus and cheese.
Yeah, I think I got him there. I think that's where
you seem like such a nice guy, Patrick.
I still am. I'm really the worst liar, to be honest with you, but you know.
Wow.
Are you even a chef?
Well, yeah. I did graduate from McDonald's back when I was in my early teens, and I did well there, so.
What do you do?
I work at the Jewish General. I'm a transport technician.
Oh my goodness.
Transport patients within the hospital and the cold blue team, so yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that I won this game finally, but it's not.
Good guess.
Win completely against my gut feeling. Yeah. That is amazing.
You don't know how nervous I was coming in trying to get this, trying to nail this down, but
you
I'm like, my goodness.
Good,
thank you.
You did really, really well.
Thank you.
Do you love Obama?
Appreciate it. Pardon me?
Do you love Obama?
He's a good man. Yes, he is.
I'd cook for him any day.
I wish he was still there, but you know what it is.
Is Sophie Trudeau actually a vegan?
Have no idea.
Oh, I have no idea.
I just
good.
Follow the script. But no, I do not know if she's vegan or not. She could be. She looks good. So I don't know. I don't know what that means.
I don't even know what that's working means. For.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Vinny and Nikki in the Morning podcast. Stay tuned for more podcasts and make sure you listen to the show weekdays from 5:30 to 8:20 only on the Beat 92.5. The Beat.
2-5.